Hello?
Hi, my name is Pam, returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I ordered some stuff from you guys. It doesn't work on the Wi-Fi router. If I hook it up, it shuts down my internet.
Okay, you ordered a free gift?
It's not free. I had to pay for it.
Okay, can I have your zip code?
11756.
And your first and last name?
Henry Hahn, H-A-H-N.
One second. And can you verify your address for security purposes?
21 Universe Drive, Levittown, New York, 11756.
Okay, one second. Yes, sir, I see you ordered the Wi-Fi booster. You signed up for survey and paid $7.95 for shipping and handling only. That was the only charge you were charged.
No, I was charged.
Except for the $67.32, which was not for the Wi-Fi booster. It was for the membership for the online gadget store that goes along with it. But we can cancel that out where you don't get charged any further.
Yeah, no, don't, cancel it altogether. I knew I shouldn't have did this. Everything's a scam. Even when your call came up, it said fraudulent. Yeah, cancel that. So I'm stuck with these things.
We're not fraudulent. The only reason our call would come up that way is because somebody reported it as fraud, but it wouldn't be fraud.
Okay, so what's going to happen? They're charging me $30 for some kind of site?
They charged you $67.32 for the online membership.
No, that has to be.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm canceling it.
Yeah.
All right, sir, it's all canceled out.
Okay, so I got to keep these things that don't work?
Yes, sir, they're free, sir. You just pay shipping and handling for those.
Really, that's not what the invoice said. It said $7.95 for one thing.
Shipping and handling, yes, sir. That's $7.95.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.